A Maine-based nonprofit is hoping to expand a program that aims to provide older, ailing, and often lonely veterans with support and companionship from someone with a shared military background. The Vet to Vet program, as it's called, was started just about a year ago. And as Tom Porter reports, in many cases, the program is just as helpful to the volunteer.
At least twice a month, Jim Yankura pays a visit to his friend Raymond Goulet of Biddeford.
Hey, old Marine, how you doing?
Marine Corps veteran Goulet has a nickname for Yankura, who served in the Army.
And what do you usually call me?
Doggy.
That's right. Goes, who's that? My old doggy friend.
Yeah, and I still call him a doggy.
The nickname Doggy is meant affectionately, but is grounded in a military rivalry dating back more than 70 years. It was how Goulet and his fellow Marines referred to members of the Army. Goulet, who's 89, served in the South Pacific. Still only a teenager, he saw action at Guam and Iwo Jima.
Once a Marine, always a Marine. You hear that? Well, it's still the same.
Goulet says he followed his older brother into the Marines and recalls a chance meeting with him as his platoon had just shipped into Guam and was preparing to go into combat for the first time.
All lined up, whatever, not tense. So I get this guy going around, is there a Goulet over here? You know. So the guys down below say, hey, Frenchie, they got someone looking for you.
That someone was Goulet's brother, returning from action and preparing to head back to the U.S. on leave. Goulet says it was an emotional encounter.
That's quite a feeling, you know. 9,000 miles from home and we see each other. But he was all shook up. He was worried about me.
I was a United States Army, believe it or not.
Jim Yankura is 46 and also a combat veteran. He visits Goulet a couple of times a month as part of the Vet to Vet volunteer program. Yankura says when he joined up in 1989, he never thought he'd have to go to war. He was planning on 2 years active duty to get money for college.
My recruiter said, you know, what's the chances of ever being in a war? So I said, yeah, you're right. So I joined, and 9 months later, as I was stationed in Germany, I went to Operation Desert Storm. So, you know, kind of a little bit of irony there.
Yankura admits that when he was paired up with Ray Goulet, he wondered how a veteran of Iwo Jima would look upon his Desert Storm experience. But the two men hit it off and sometimes chat for up to 4 hours at a time, and not just about the shared experience of combat.
We'll talk about the simple things of just gardening or sports or family.
This program has brought out a lot of stuff that I didn't know.
That's Ray Goulet's wife of 62 years, Jackie.
Sometimes when Jim and Ray are talking, I'll be working in the kitchen or I'll be sitting there, and I've learned an awful lot about Iwo Jima and all that went on there. And I would not have known if it wasn't for Jim.
He wouldn't have talked to you about it?
No.
There's a number of research projects out there that have shown that peer-to-peer matchings work.
Susan Gold is coordinator of the Vet to Vet project. She's with the Southern Maine Agency on Aging, which started the program 12 months ago. Since that time, some 30 trained volunteers have served 36 veterans, and the agency has applied for a grant to expand the program to other parts of the state.
Some of these relationships are going to be for life, and I think that in some ways, this experience has been life-changing for both the volunteer and the person they're visiting.
Back at Ray Goulet's house in Biddeford, Desert Storm vet Jim Yankura is getting ready to say goodbye until next time.
It's an honor to sit next to this guy and to listen to the stories that he tells me. And everybody that I talk to, I tell them, you know, this guy right here is my hero.
For MPBN News, I'm Tom Porter.